laptop. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you saw this one first last night on Fox 5. An inmate mistakenly released from the D.C. jail, and tonight he is still on the loose. You are looking at Larry King Jr. right here. He was given his walking papers this week, even though a judge revoked his probation in order to serve 6 months in jail. Fox 5's Paul Wagner has this story.
Larry King is still on the loose.
When Larry King left D.C. Superior Court and came back here to the D.C. jail on Wednesday, the Department of Corrections says there was only one set of documents assigned to his name, and in those documents it said he should be released.
Corrections officials say the paperwork
curious about drugs.
King to remain behind bars didn't arrive at the jail until after King was mistakenly released.
Take antibiotics.
Paul Wagner, Fox 5 News.
Now, a judge revoked Larry King's probation on Wednesday for a 2006 conviction of attempted distribution of cocaine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you helping at?
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
Attica, New York. Hello.
Right, just ahead of Joe's little five-minute thing on moonshining here.
Yes.
And then we'll...
A very quick 5 minutes.
Hopefully. Yeah.
And
then we'll play some Stump the Stoop today.
Very good.
Here's the latest on Imus, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Keeps growing hair.
Well, I wish I could.
Well, this is now. This is collateral damage. Nassau Broadcasting, and I apologize. I was at the doctor today.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I don't know if it's allergies in my throat.
Well, the pollen count is at an all-time high.
But even I think my throat sounds raspy today, so I apologize. Classic Hits WSBG in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
has fired morning man Gary Smith.
Really?
Yesterday, he designated "I am a nappy-headed hoe." As the phrase that pays on the Gary in the Morning show.
That's outrageous.
He used the phrase with the full knowledge that his reaction to the use of the words by Don Imus a day earlier caused a firestorm of sensation, which is the reason he was terminated and not suspended.
Okay.
Gary in the Morning has done a tremendous amount of good over the last 17 years.
Wow.
As the host of WSBG.
Wow.
But his comments crossed the line. So they fire a guy.
Somebody reacted to it.
They fire a guy who's reacting. Meanwhile, Imus, at least for now, gets to keep the job.
Yes.
However, here's the latest. GM, American Express, and GlaxoSmithKline are also pulling their spots now.
That's a biggie. That last one there.
Yeah.
General Motors says they'll suspend advertising while they monitor. The drug maker is suspending, and now the affiliates, like in Tucson, says they're not going to run the best of over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe you're right about this. It does seem to be not calming down at all.
No.
It does seem idiotic, though, that the only guy that's been fired thus far
is a disc jockey that was making fun of the situation.
Right.
And using that as the phrase that pays.
It's a little
like,
scary.
He'd been Gary in the Morning for 17 years.
17 long years. So long, Gary in the Morning.
17 years. Well, here he is now. Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger in the afternoon.
The world's oldest phone screener.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Now, Joe. I don't want to speak out of school, but I know that you've done a lot of internet research about moonshine.
Among other things, yes, indeed.
And you're ready now to talk on this moonshine edition of the Joe Show.
I'd go a step further to say that I bet even before he did the research, Joe could probably speak with great authority on moonshine, right?
I was trying to help him out, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Not so.
No, so was I. That's what I was saying.
No, but I mean...
I don't think he knows any more than anybody else who researched it on the
internet. I thought we were talking outside one day, and we were talking about moonshine. You seem to know about it.
I thought it's an egret, say.
What's that?
Osj Unshime.
Oh, really?
Is it
an egret, say?
Well, I have ancestors from West Virginia.
That's what I was talking about. He's talked to me about that before.
Yeah, but I thought that the thing on the air was that you didn't want to discuss Unshime.
Well, I mean, the fact that my ancestors from West Virginia were organized crime to that extent, perhaps.
Well, now, see, I didn't even know that.
But we're talking, 100 years ago, so.
But you know a little bit about it, even before your research, right?
Well, it's easy.
Have you tasted any?
Not recently.
I have.
Define recently.
Years.
You ever have it?
I don't think so.
Well,
except when Joe gave it to me.
When he made it from his secret still in the hills
before the show tonight.
Back in West Virginia.
They
still sell, it's really just grain alcohol. They sell it in some states. Used to sell it in Virginia some years back, but they banned it.
I think you can get it
here in Maryland,
though. I went to a She Christmas party one year, and an attorney friend of mine brought it in a Chivas Regal bottle.
Sure.
And I said, doesn't that look great? And he said, boy, it shine. And he poured me a glass. Uh-huh. And
sounds like Scott Shannon. Yeah, hey, boy.
This guy sounds like that. And he poured me a glass of this. And, of course, I was, I nervously took a sip of it and put down my other adult beverage and sort of nursed that for the rest of the party. Yeah. That was my beverage. It was that good. It was that smooth.
It's,
I liked it.
It's corn mash whiskey or liquor. I mean, fairly common. Uh-huh. It's an American pastime.
And, since the cat's out of the bag, and I'm sorry for doing that, Don, where is your still located, Joe?
In Leesburg. That just sounds good.
It does. That sounds where it should be.
Leesburg.
Right. Leesburg.
All right, so this guy's name is Matthew Rowley.
Rowley.
He's written a book called Moonshine, and we'll now start the Joe Show.
It will fascinate you.
Ah, there's the theme that everyone knows and loves.
Joe.
Joe, how are you doing, Joe? Hi, Joe.
Well, Buzz, why don't you give us lead-in, please?
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Joe Show, starring Joe Ardinger. Now,
welcome.
Here's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of The Joe Show. My guest today is Matthew Rowley, and he's an author of Moonshine, a book that details the history of home distilling, a rich American tradition.
Book.
He says dates back to 1620 when an English gent named Lutz, and so on. So, hi, Matthew. How are you today?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing just fine. How about you?
Where are you located?
I am right now in Encinitas, California. I'm about two blocks from cliffs overlooking the ocean.
And what are the laws regarding home distillation of liquor in the state of California?
Wow, I tell you what, they are, you have a couple layers. You've got federal laws, which just...
Why don't you do some of the rap? The guy can't hear me.
This is just
some of the rap you did the other day when people were complaining about you talking a lot during the best of.
Very state by state.
Can you work some of that in? And can you work your English accent in
as
well?
Sure, of course.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
That doesn't stop a lot of people from doing it, though. Yeah.
That's right. And where do you get your supplies from?
Let me switch that question around. I think home distillers get their supplies.
Right.
From a couple different places.
They get their supplies from suppliers.
Yeah, well, it depends on what they're making. You have some guys who are making to sell their stuff, and they're using largely sugar.
That would be illegal.
Does this guy sound like a drug dealer? No, you're fine, Mike.
He can't hear me.
No.
He does sound like a dealer, doesn't
he? Doesn't he?
The pusher on the block.
The orchard or apples, and you get other guys who will go to homebrew stores where... you get supplies for beer and wine, and it's, for the most part, the exact same ingredients.
But they do make a higher-grade yeast for distilling mineral spirits. So let's talk more about that.
Okay.
Okay, let's stay focused.
All right. So you know about this yeast, huh?
A little bit.
Is this anything about your, West Virginia ancestors who taught you about that?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's on the Internet. That's where I learned how to make everything from gunpowder to C4.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a guy in Sweden named Gert Strand who developed some years back.
I know that guy.
Yeah. He developed what he called...
Definitely go to the English accent. Start referring yourself as...
Going after
what is it you say that you're the
Buck.
world famous?
As I recall, Bert Strand is a British gent, isn't he?
Who, Gert? He's out of Sweden. I'm not sure where he's from originally, but...
Is he legendary like myself, the legendary Joe Ardinger?
Not quite the same stature.
That was it.
So how big is your still there, Matt?
You know what? I don't have a still. I have spent
That's
years,
right.
What?
Wink,
I have spent
wink.
Years and years with distillers, but I don't have one myself.
Right. And where do you get your copper tubing? At Home Depot, perhaps?
You can get copper tubing just about anywhere. Yeah.
How long do you let your mash age and ferment?
For the people who do it, it varies. In the wintertime, you might go...
Everything's a qualifier with these people.
He's wanted by the law.
What you're fermenting.
For those people who
do it. It's variable. Cold weather, you got to keep it warm.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little slower mash because the yeast needs some warp.
What color
going.
Is it? Oops, I'm sorry.
What color is the mash?
That also depends. Sometimes it's kind of peachy colored, sort of pink. It can be.
What about the aftermath?
Be yellow, depending on again what.
With Gary Burgle.
You know what happened to me? I mean, my ancestors one time.
What's that?
My potato mash exploded in my closet, and scared my dog.
Is that their dogs.
Is
that
dogs.
A moonshine joke I, that we I should get?
I think it might be a true story, Don.
Oh, I know it is.
Kind of an Irish thing.
Uh-huh. Did your shine really blow up?
Is your ancestors Irish?
Judges winked at me.
No, they're Lithuanian.
Okay. That would do it, too.
They will kick your ass.
Don't you love it when Joe gives you a knowing wink?
Yeah, knowing wink. Like
he's in control of the situation.
Was my potato
mash.
Well,
tell me more about...
How do you measure the alcohol content in your finished product?
Well, there's a couple different ways.
What do you heat up the mash to in order to make it trip the wire?
Here we go. Now we're getting into
detail. You want to hook it up to about 174.
See, he doesn't know anything about this, Mike.
And that way what happens is the alcohol will start to boil off the ethanol before the water does. And you just run it at that temperature for a long time. And, you do a couple different runs depending on
what happens. But, you see, at 174, you might risk getting methyl in there, and that'll make you blind. And
well, right. And what you want to do is if you get methanol in there, which
he really
is
knows
wood
his
alcohol,
stuff, doesn't
it's
he?
A powerful optic nerve toxin,
Joe? Yeah.
You throw out the first little bit of it and just pitch it entirely.
Now, or you can run your copper wire higher a few more inches further before you bend it over.
But remember, he's only learned about it on the internet.
Yep, you can do that.
That way it stops somewhere in the middle and only the hotter steam goes up over the wire and then into your condenser.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new kind of still that you've been seeing the last 20 years
or
so. How
about the plastic stills? Are you familiar with those?
The plastic ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one you can find plans for called the Amazing Still.
Right.
It's okay. Jesus. It's more of a novelty.
All you need is an element for a water heater, and you
absolutely
put it in the side of a paint bucket. At least that's what I've been told.
You won't get sick drinking this stuff.
I bet a lot of our listeners are writing this down verbatim.
You bet they are.
Popular, but I don't know anyone who's actually done it. People know about it.
See,
but,
the Ma Ardinger recipe from back in the day runs about $1.93 in temperature over a high wire.
Mm-hmm.
Down into basically room temperature water that as it heats up you can add ice to.
Sure. Yeah, that'll do it.
And
how many runs
is honey.
Well, all of this talking in code has been wonderful. But,
Well, Matthew, thanks. You sound very knowledgeable. Good luck in your pursuits.
Joe, thank you very much, man.
What's his book, Joe?
What's the book? What's your book?
It's called Moonshine, and it's out by it's published by Lark, and it's out on the shelves now.
Use your English accent, please, Joe.
All right, then, Matthew. You have a good one, all right?
You do. Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
Kylie Walker and your Nikki Powders.
Bye.
I've learned so much. I was kind of fascinated. You know, I wasn't even paying attention to the guest as much. I was kind of looking at Joe, spout off all this this information. I've heard it outside. I've never heard it in as much detail. You going to bring us Christmas presents?
Do you remember when you did Stump the Joe and he couldn't come up with a topic he was an expert on? I believe
he is. He's truly zeroed in on this.
I thought the Unshai May was always an egret say.
Joe, was it an egret say, or do you air K?
Well, I mean, I never had anything to do with the stuff personally. There's just a long lineage.
Hey, yeah, you never
had. You hear it down in the corner.
Meanwhile, he's talking about the copper and how you got to keep it under 174 degrees.
We had an engineer that made his own beer. You've made your own beer before, haven't you?
Well, that's for sissies.
But you've done it, haven't you?
No.
Wine?
He only makes the hard stuff, Mike. I mean, excuse me, he's only thought about making the hard stuff.
I've researched it.
Research, that's all. Just reading.
It's just research.
You learn so much. Bring in some of your research around the holidays, will you?
Poor little
research. I love this stuff.
Into my hand.
I truly do. But it can, for 15 cents, it can make you go blind, though, if you got the wrong mix.
Oh, nonsense.
It can?
No.
Thank you, Joe.
That's like pot making you crazy.
Well, I thought you said that there's that methane or something that can make you blind.
Methyl alcohol.
Methane.
Rocket fuel.
Joe!
Yeah, you drink it first.
All right, thank you, Joe.
He does. Whew.
All right, then.
All right, get out of here. You and your British bulldog. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There he goes.
There goes Buck.
See you later, paint chip.
You know who makes the best shine?
Ooh.
Gary in the morning.
Wow, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And the other guy did sound like a pusher, didn't he?
Yeah. No, yeah, well, I can't really tell you exactly what's going on. Yeah. The people that I know who have done it in the past, though.
Somebody was so inclined to make potato mash. This is what they do. They keep it in their closet and they put that, you know.
Copper tubing. You need some copper tubing. All right, let's clear the lines and see if we can give away some prizes.
Very good.
We're going to be doing some Stump the Stoop today.
Yeah. Are you feeling sharp today?
No. And as a matter of evening out the playing field, we're doing all disco Stump the Stoop today.
Very good.
Because a lot of disco songs start with the same one or two bump, 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 bump,
thumpity,
defining beats.
Very good.
Okay? So it's all disco.
Stump the Stoop is where, you know, it's kind of like Name That Tune.
Stump the Stoop. For instance, what do I just, I've got a disc here that's got anything except disco on it. For instance, right here, whatever this is, Long Tall Glasses by Leo Sayer.
You would have won that one.
See, I know that one right away. The next cut, which I'm not looking at the thing, I swear to God, it's You Are by Lionel Richie.
Wow. Still a formidable challenger.
I remember how much I love that song. God.
Let's see what's... Oh, Locomotion by Little Eva. I'm pretty good at getting the songs right away, like on 2 seconds, but it's a
so
lot.
So this is going to be all disco?
All disco. All right. Which means you can play, Mike, and everybody on the phone can play as well.
I get to play this time?
Sure.
Okay.
At 877-365-3636, it's very much like Name That Tune. Mm-hmm. I think I'm kind of a savant.
You are.
I'm pretty good at picking up these songs, so we'll do some disco to even the playing field.
You're as good with these songs as Joe is with Moonshine.
That is 100% alleged, Mike.
It can't make you go blind. That's bunk.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.